The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Ayin Dalet, and we're about 25 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Omale Rapopole Rava, Chazimar, Hani Rabbanon. Take a look at the following Rabbanon, no less, the Yavi Zuzi, Akargo de Inchi, that they will sometimes pay taxes on behalf of people that can't afford to pay taxes on their own, but rather than just do it as a form of charity, they will then take that person, enslave him on some level, force that person that they pay taxes on behalf to work for them, not just that, but more than the amount of money they paid. So for example, if they paid $1,000 worth of taxes, they'll force this person to do labor that's $2,000 worth of labor. Amalahu le. So Rava told Rapapa, hash the iku shchiva, it's a good thing I'm alive. Because had I died, had I not been alive, I wouldn't be able to respond to what you just said. And you would think that in fact what these Rabbanim are doing is not good. But the truth is that Hachi Yomer Rav Sheshes, this is what Rav Sheshes said, my harkayu dahani betafse de malka monach, that a person, whether or not he should be treated as a slave or shouldn't be treated as a slave, is really in the hands of the melech. There's a dina de malchusa. The melech decides sometimes whether a person should be enslaved. Malka amar, the melech said, mandala yov kargo, lishtaba the mandala yov kargo, that if somebody doesn't pay taxes and somebody else pays on his behalf, that person has a right to enslave this person. So although at first glance it seems that the Rabbanim are doing something wrong, but the reality is they're following the Dina de Malchusa. Rav Sa'oiram, Achud Rav, similar halacha. So Rava had a brother, Rav Sa'oiram. Habatokiv Inchi, Dloy Milo. He would sometimes take people that didn't behave properly. I am Rishonim, what the definition of not behaving properly is. Uma'ayilahu biguharka. And he would force this person to carry Rava. So when Rava would give shir, they would sometimes carry him, they would give him a tremendous kavod. And Rav Sa'oiram, who was Rava's brother, so it sounds like he was one of the people that helped put together Rava's shir, he would force not good people into community service to help Rava. So Rava told his brother, Rav Sa'oiram, Shaper Ka'avdis, that what you're doing is right. Meaning at first glance, one would probably argue that maybe it's not right, but he said it is. The Tanina, because we learned, if you see somebody that's not behaving properly, how do you know that you're allowed to be Meshabedim? Tamalim, it's learned from a pasuk. It says, La'olam behem tavoidu. And then the pasuk continues, "Ubachechem bnei Yisrael ish ba'achiv loisir debay b'parach." But it says, "Lo'olam behem tavoido ubachechem bnei Yisrael." Yochel, I would have thought I feel no yekeshura. That even if a yid is no yekeshura, still there's a loisasei ubachechem bnei Yisrael ish ba'achiv loisir debay b'parach. Talmud loymer. So the pasuk says, "Ubachechem bnei Yisrael ish ba'achiv," that there are times that you are allowed to be Meshabediyat. Meaning, if you look in the Pasuk, V'snachalta moysam livnechem acharechem l'reshes achuzo lo'ilu mehem tavoidu. So Pasuk, the way you read the Pasuk is that in Evet Knani, lo'ilu mehem tavoidu, period. Or kama. And then afterwards, ubachechem b'nei Yisrael, ishbach, v'lisir d'bay v'barach. Meaning, that's only in Evet Knani. But in Evet Ivri Yisrael, to the contrary, there's a loisaseh of lo'isir d'bay v'barach. Said the Gemara that there's another way to darshan this pasuk. You can darshan the pasuk la'olam behem tavoidu ube'achechem. So don't put the period or the comma before the word uve'achechem, but put it after the word uve'achechem. Meaning uve'achechem is going back on la'olam behem tavoidu. So not only bohem la'olam tavoidu, but ube'achechem as well. You're allowed to be meshabed eved kanani and a yid sometime as well. Who's that yid where it's permissible to be lo'ilam behem tavoidu? The answer to that question is, it's ro'isa she'eni no'ya kashura. A yid that's not no'ya kashura, you have a right on some level to be meshabedim. I saw in the Chumash Agra, they bring that the Vilna Goyen said that this second way to read this pasuk is actually hinted in the word uve'achechem. Because if you look at the word uve'achechem, it has two trumps. There's a pashto on top of the aleph, and then there's a mapach underneath the chaf. So usually it's one trup for one word. Uba'achechem is an anomaly. You have two trups on the word uba'achechem. Says the girl, you know why? Because pashto is mechaber the word uba'achechem to what it says previously. Mahapach is the beginning of a new niggin, of what is about to follow. Because if a yid is any noy kishura, there's a lo'ilam behem tavoidu even for the Yisrael. Uvachechem b'nei Yisrael. But there's a mapach also, because naturally, uvachechem b'nei Yisrael, ishba'akev v'yisir d'vay b'farach. So it's interesting, these two different ways to read the pasuk are really inherently contradictory. On the one hand, that's only Bahem, Uvachecha b'nei Yisrael, Ishbachav, Loisir d'vay b'farach. But there's a chiddush here that Lo'ilabem Tavoidu, Uvachechem, that there are times, even for Achechem, where there is a heter, it's okay to be Meshabriyeh. And this idea is brought down in the Rambam in Yad Chazaka, it's Hilchos Avodim, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Anoshim She'ein Noyagin Keshura, if there's a yid that's not Noyag Keshura, Mutter Lir Doisam B'Chazaka, you're allowed to punish him with force, Ule Hishtabit Bohem. And you can even take him as an Evet. Melech Shagazar, a Melech that made the following decree, our Gemara. Shekol Mishlo Yitir Amas HaKotzov Al Kol Ish Ve'ish, Yishtabit Lozeh Shenosan Amas HaYodim. And then the Rambam concludes, that if he's not Noye Keshura, you're allowed to be Meshtamish Boy Kevin. And the truth is, if you look carefully at the Lashon HaRambam, and it's really the Gemara, it's an amazing Chiddush. Because ordinarily, even in Eved Ivri, the Torah says, Loisir Davoy Bevarach. That's the Pasha Pshan in the Joshua. Ubachincha B'nei Yisrael Ishbach Loisir Davoy Bevarach. Yet there's an idea that a person that's not Noye Keshura, you're allowed to beat him up like an Eved Kanani. You don't even have to treat him like your Eved Ivri. And in fact, it's the next halach in the Rambam. Kol Eved Ivri, a Yom Ivri, a Chayev Ha'odin, La Shvoyson Eilov, B'maychalu, B'mishto, B'ksusu, B'madar. If you have an Eved Ivri, you have to treat him like he's a member of the family. Shenemar ki toivo imach. Shloitia ato oichel pas neki of hu oichel pas kiber. Ato shoyse yayin yoshev hu shayse yayin chodosh. Ato yoshen al gabi mukin hu yoshen al gabi ateven. Ato dar bekrach hu dar bekfar. Oi ato dar bekfar hu bekrach. Shenemar vietse me imach mikanamru kol akoine eved ivri ke koine odin laatzmoy. So ordinarily when you koine an eved ivri, it's ke koine odin laatzmoy. Yet there's an idea that a person that's in a noye keshura, you can violate the Loisir Daday Beparach. He is treated like an Eved Kanani. It's good I mentioned, we spoke out once, the Lutzker Rav, the Znaim Lutera, says a beautiful idea that in Parshas Re'eh, the Pasuk mentions the Parshas Avodim. So the Parshas Avodim is in Parshas Mishpatim, it's in Parshas Re'eh, it's in Parshas Bahar. So in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah says, Vahoyo, and it will be. If the Eved Ivri is going to tell you, Lo yetze mi imach, I don't want to leave, ki ahevcho, espe secho, ki toiv lo imach. So the Pasuk says, if a person's going to say, I'm not interested in leaving, why don't I want to leave, says the Eved Ivri, ki toiv lo imach. What does ki toiv lo imach mean? We just read the Rambam. So then you're supposed to take the Eved, you bring him to the doorpost, right, so we learn Pashas Mishpatim from a very young age. We're familiar with the Eved Ivri, who goes out after six years, but he says, I don't want to leave after 6 years. So there's a Pashas of a Marzeya, there's a Pashas where he can remain in Eved Ivri even longer than that. Why would he not want to leave? So the Pasuk says, that's this drasha. Because he knows, it's not such a bad deal. He's not in such a horrible prison. Things are actually not too bad. He's in a country club. It's not terrible. The Pasuk begins, it commences this statement with the word Vahaya, says the Lutzker Rav. We know that wherever it says Vayehi, it's a Lashon Tsar. Wherever it says Vahaya, it's a Lashon Simcha. You know why this Pasuk begins with the word Vahaya? Simcha u'besura tov liYisrael. Shenitnu leben ha-shamayim chukim tzadikim u'mishpatim yisharim. Ha-poisrim es yachasei ha-oivid v'ha-mavid ba-oifin kazeh. He said, how fortunate are the Yidden that we have a Torah that created this relationship between master and Eved. Sha'eved oimer ahavti es adoni. V'ha'adoin enei gadol bebeisoy me'ha'eved b'me'uma. Why? Because the Adoin is not overbearing on his Eved. Lo'i b'maicha v'lo'i b'mishta v'lo'i b'shino. Ki toiv lo'imach, like the Pasuk says. Dovah sh'lo'i matzu o'id chach me'uma sa'ilam pisroim lo'i. So what a beautiful idea. Ein l'cha v'hoya g'doyla mizu. That it's possible for an Eved Ivri, who was just given his get out of jail card, and he doesn't want to leave. And the reason he doesn't want to leave is kitayv la'imach, because kol kaina evet kaina adon la'atzmai. That tells you everything you need to know about the Torah. What it means, mikamchi Yisrael, that a yid has an evet the way he treats his evet. And it's for that reason the Torah begins the word v'hoya lashon simcha, because this mitzvah was a simcha u'besura toiv li'Yisrael. What it means exactly to be a yid. But either way, a fascinating halacha. You have this idea that even though ordinarily, even in Eved Ivri, the Torah says, but anashim she'ena mehuganim muter lirdoisim b'chazako l'shtamit bohem. And the Rambam again says, v'meinu noy keshura muter l'shtamish boi ke'eved. What kind of Eved? You don't even have to observe the halacha of kitayv la'imach, you can violate that idea, but rather you fast forward, you become la'ulamem tavoidu, you literally have a right to treat him like an eved kanani. And it's interesting, but this idea is brought down in halacha in another place. In Hilchis Betzias Apas, Erechaim Simen Kuf Samach Tes. Two nights ago, we spoke about Erechaim Simen Kuf Peites with the Magen Avram, and we spoke at a lot of Geshmak Reid regarding Shlichus Baya Mummer. So this is Erechaim Simen Kuf Samach Tes. It's Hilchus Betzias Apas. It is Halacha Aleph. The Mechaber over there says a halacha that's not Noig Bizman Hazeh. So once upon a time, if you had a waiter that worked for you in your house, or a shamish, says the Shulchan Aruch, kol davar shemivin lefnei Adam, so the shamish would serve all the people that were sitting around and having their very formal dinner. You had a fork, you had a knife, tuxedo, little napkin. That things were a little more formal back then. You know, takeout. So kol davar shemivin lefnei Adam, sheyesh lo yireach, anything that the shamish brings to the table that smells good, the ha'adam ta'ev loy, it's items on the menu that people are interested in eating. You have an obligation to give your shamash. You have to tell it, repeat, sit down, taste a little bit. Umidas chasidus, who says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a midas chasidus, to give him immediately, and not just that, don't only give him something that smells good or people actually want, but mikol min v'min, everything you should give. Then Shulchan Aruch says that a whole halach of exactly how this plays itself out. Says the Magen Avram, why are we not knowing to do this bizman hazeh? So the Magen Avram says two reasons. He says, number one, today when you hire your shamish, it's ki'ilu, hisna, a whole lumdis, that I'm letting you know I'm hiring you, but I know there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of really I'm supposed to give you mikol min v'min, you're supposed to have this whole taster's menu before we sit down and eat. I'm only hiring you on the condition that you agree to be mevater on that. And it's apparently something he has a right to do. So if he does it, that's why this halacha is bypassed. But says the Magen Avraham, I'm going to tell you a different pshat. You know what the real pshat is? He said, because the yisoid of this halacha is a pasuk in the Torah. Le'isir d'bay b'farach. Ki toiv la'imach. Imach b'maychol, imach b'mishta. That's the yisoid of this halacha. Says the Magen Avraham, this is a sefri. The Sefri says, "Ubachecha bnei Yisrael ish ba'achiv loisir da boy b'farach." Says the Sefri, why does it say the word boy? Loisir da b'farach. What's boy b'farach? Boy I ateroy da b'farach. Avol ateroy da b'vem chayrim b'farach. It's tafka and eved with his halach of kitayv lo'yimach. But to the extent that you have somebody working for you, that's not a quote unquote eved, then you don't have the halach of loisir da boy b'farach. So says the Magen Avraham, "Va'avodim shelanu kibnei chayrim dami." Our avodim are not real avodim. They're kibnei chayrit. Yechaylam nachse b'chatzi ayoy. They ain't lam din eved. They are treated to a certain degree like an eved, but they're not real slaves. So if they're not real slaves, you don't have the halacha of leisir d'bay b'farach. You don't have the halacha of kitay v'yimach. Magen Avraham is quoting a sefri that it's true there's halacha of leisir d'bay b'farach. It's true there's halacha of kitay v'yimach, imach b'maychel, imach b'mishta. But that's only someone that's a real eved. He's the possession of his boss. But to the extent that you just work for the person, and maybe your schedule, your routine mimics that of an eved, but you're not physically an eved, you don't have the halacha of leisir d'bay b'farach. Says Magen Avraham, now Shamoshim are not real avodim. They're really bnei chayim. Here's the bnei chayim. This halacha is not going to pass. But al kaponim, this is the makar to the Rambam. This is free. You see that there's an idea that it's true. It says u'achech bnei Yisrael loisir the boy before. But it's boy atoroida. This person that is in an oyik kashur, you have a right to be mishtab. Not he's an eved. Of course he's not an eved. Doesn't go out after 6 years. There's no parsha marzeah. You can treat him like an eved. But he's a ben chayim that's treated like an eved. Oh, a ben chayim that's treated like an eved is actually worse. Question is why? It's counterintuitive. An eved kitav la'imach. But when it comes to a ben chayim that you're just taking as an eved, there you have to be more stringent. And the poskim say, yes, It's because an Eved psychologically is tormented. He feels horrible about himself. I'm an Eved. And it's because of that you have to show him some love. You have to be kinder to him. As opposed to someone that's a ben chayrin, that you're just taking now and punishing because he's not know your kishura, or he has an arrangement with you. That person you don't have to be so worried about. The Eved, because of the psychological disadvantage that he has, the fact that he's an Eved, it's dafka for that reason that you have to be more sensitive to him. So you have a halacha by Sirdo by Befarach when it comes to an Eved. But someone that's not an Eved, it's Boy after Roida, Avala after Roya, Roida beben, Chayim. Either way, there's some more rate, but let's go a little bit weiter. Omer Rav Chomo, Haiman the Yav Zuzu Lechavri, somebody that gives money to his friend, Lemizmalei Chamro, he told him, I want you to be a shliach, I want you to buy wine for me. Upasha Avalei Zavinle. He was Peshe, he didn't buy the wine. In the meantime, the price of wine went up. So you have an interesting Shaila, comes to the Rav. Reuven appointed Shimon. He gave him $100. He said, go buy me wine. He went to the store 6 months later. He was Peshaya. And at that point, the price had gone up already. So the Shalech tells the Shalech, I want you to give me wine based on what the price of wine was at the time that I appointed you a Shalech. Shalech says, Mehechetesi. Right? It's always a good argument. So he told him back, the halacha is, said Rav Chama, Meshalem leke de ka'azel aparvasa de zolshpat. So apparently that was some English shuk. No, it was some shuk that existed at the time where they sold wine for very cheap. So he said, you got to go there and buy cheap wine. Meaning that was the deal. I told this to Rav Zvid. He said that it's true Rav Chama said this, but I'm going to give a caveat to this halacha. This is only true if the Meshalech told the Shalech, buy me wine. He wasn't very specific. To the extent that he knew exactly what vintage, what make he wanted. So then already the halacha is different. And the reason is because then there has to be an understanding between Meshalech and Shliach that there's a good chance he's not going to find this particular wine right away. And maybe by the time he finds it, the price will have gone up already. So you can't come now with tainas and say, why are you not bringing me, delivering the wine at the cheaper rate? So for that reason, he could give it to him. He doesn't have to go to Zolshpat and get it for him at the cheap. It says the Gemara of Ashiyah, my fellow Yain Stam Namula. Even if it was Yain Stam, I disagree with Rav Chama's halacha. But my time, because Asmachti, the whole idea that the Shliach told him a Shaleach, that I'll get you wine at this price, or at least that's what's implied from their arrangement, is all an Asmachta. Because how does the Shliach know he's going to be able to find it for sure? Maybe he won't get it at a cheaper price. Maybe he won't get around to getting it right away. So it falls into the category of asmachta. Asmachta loy kanya. We paskin asmachta loy kanya. Well, Rav Ashi says the Gemara, who says that a shliach who obligates himself to do something. Again, it wasn't explicit, it was more implicit. But a shliach that obligates himself to do something doesn't necessarily have to do it, because you could always argue that this that I obligated myself, this that I committed, was an asmachta, and asmachta lekanya. The Rav Ashi, my shlemah, the time. Why is it different than the following mishnah later in the mesechta? Im oiver v'le aved ashalim b'meitva. An oris, a sharecropper, will write in his contract that to the extent that I decide not to work the field, then I will have to pay you what you would ordinarily get had I worked the field. Meaning a sharecropper doesn't have the right to walk away from his obligation. Says the Gemara, why? Why can't you say that his obligation to be a sharecropper was an asmacht, asmachta loikanyo, so I should be able to walk away? So the Gemara says, hasam biyadei, hakam li biyadei. It's the difference between being a sharecropper and being a sheikh to go buy wine. Sharecropper, it's biyadei to work the field, to produce, so to the extent that he obligated himself to give his landlord a certain amount of crops per year, he doesn't have a right to walk away. And he can't say it was an asmachta. I didn't even know that it was a real obligation because mehechitesi, it doesn't work here. Mehechitesi, work, you'll make money and you'll pay your landlord. But over here, where go buy wine, it's not biyadi, maybe there won't be wine. I'm not in full control over the outcome. Over there is where you have the halacha of asmachtohi v'asmachtohi kanya. Omar Rav. Hani beit klaset yabazuzu l'cha demizvalu midi. Three people gave money to one shliach to go buy something for them. V'zavan l'chad minayam. And the shliach went, he took the money, but he bought it on behalf of one of them. In his mind, he said, I'm being a shliach for Reuven, not for Shimon and Levi. The halacha is zavan l'kulo. Mechris chal for all of them. V'loya maran el v'loya tzar v'chasim v'inish. Inish l'chude. That's only true if he didn't take the people's money and wrap them individually. Meaning, He put it all together. He used all three of their money together to buy something. Over there, you have this alakabal tsar v'chasim inish inishal chudei. But if he took the money and he wrapped it individually, the man dezavin zavin, the man lezavin lezavin. That whoever's money he used, that's who the mecher is chal for. Whoever's money he didn't use, for that person, the mecher is not going to be chal. So if he used everyone's money together and he purchased, even though he had a mind for one of the three people, it really works for all three. If he used the money individually, then whoever's money he used, that's the one for whom the mecha is going to be chal. Amar Rapapi Mishmei Derava. So before we return to our Mishnah, the halacha of four contracts, and in place compares, Achayetze Ashar, we have one more Gemara, but this Gemara is a classic. And we spoke about this Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaMafkid. And it's a Gemara that you don't spend a lot of time on in yeshiva, but if you look in the world of halacha, particularly Chesh and Mishpat, which is what we're learning now, this Gemara is a very, very important halacha l'maisa. Amar Papi, Mishmei Derava, Hai Situmta, Kanya. Situmta is a kinyan. So we're familiar with different types of kinyanim. Ma'os, Meshicha, Hagbah, Chatzar, Agav. There are a lot of different types of kinyanim. Situmta, Sedra Papi, in the name of Rava, is also a kinyan. Lamai Hilchasa, with regards to what? Before we see what Situmta is, Rav Chaviva, Rav Chaviva Salam Miknaya Mamish. It's a real full fledged Kenyan. Rabbanan Ami, the Rabbanan said, the Kabule Le Mishapara. It works like Mois. Mois is not a real Kenyan, but you're not allowed to back out once money trades hands. And if you do, there's a Mishapara. Situmta works like Mois. It's a Mishapara. The Hilchasa, the Allah is a Kabule Le Mishapara. That Situmta works only for Mishapara. However, and this is the important caveat, Uba'asra, the Nehigi, Lemikni Mamishkani. But if you live in a city where the Minigam Makoim is, the way the Seicharim do business is that if this is a Situmta, it should work Kinyan Gomer, this Situmta is going to work Kinyan Gomer. So what's the Situmta? So Rashi, two lines from the top. Chaysan, She Roishmin Hachenvin and Alachav Yeshal Yayin. So Reuven's buying wine from Shimon. Shimon has this oitzer of Yayin. Reuven is a chenvini. He needs delivery of wine. He doesn't need all the wine right now, but there's some future contract taking place. I need delivery on the first of the month, every single month, so that I could be able to sell it in my retail store. Reuven didn't pay for the wine yet. It's not a ribbish shiloh. Shimon didn't deliver the wine yet, but there was an arrangement. They had some contract or something, maybe not even in writing, that Shimon is going to deliver wine on the first of the month. Now Reuven goes to the wine that he agreed with Shimon is going to be his, and he makes a chaysim, a reishim, he makes a little mark on it. So I should know that this is going to be the wine that I'm supposed to get. Rashi, shaloykhin harbi biyachad. They would buy a lot at a time. They would leave it by the moicher. And then there was deliveries that were made. This is one that was sold. But from a chayshem mishpat, kinyan, technical standpoint, nothing happened. There was no meshicha, which is the way you're kind of metaltlin. And even mois, which is kindness, l'inyan mishapara, no money was paid yet either. Again, this is not a Ford contract in the sense that you're paying for it now. You didn't pay for it necessarily. All you did was is you made a mark on it to know that this is what we agreed you're going to give me. As soon as you make that mark, it's what's known as Situmta. Situmta is Kanya. For what? L'inya Mishapara, at the very least. If it's a city, if it's a town where the Minigamakam is, that Situmta works full-fledged, then this Situmta is going to work full-fledged. Now this halacha of Situmta is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a short simen, it's cheshemish, but simen resh aleph. It's kedai to read the whole simen inside. Two si'ifim. Machaloi b'dvarim b'lvad. Reuven and Shimon engaged in Mekach u'Memkar. And all there was dvarim ba'alma. U'pasku adam, and they agreed on a price. V'rosham haloi keach, roisham ala mekach. Now the buyer made a mark on this merchandise that he's buying. So he should know that it's his. Even though he didn't pay for it, and he certainly didn't do meshicha. Anyone that backs out of this transaction, either the buyer or the seller, the minigam medina who sheyik naharesh kinyan gomer. If the minigam medina is that you should be kinyan gomer, nikna hamekach, the kinyan is chal. Vein echad mehem yochal lachzaboy v'chayiv zalita in hadomim v'hu sherosham b'fnei hamoicher oshomar loy hamoicher rosham mekach. It's only if this was all done in the presence of the seller. Says the mechaber alochabes, and this is what we need. V'chen kol dover shenaguat hagorim liknesboy. Any method of kinyan where the minig amongst the seicharim is that this is the way we do business. Whether it's giving a pruta, which is not really koinah, because it's mois, and even mois is not koinah unless you give the value of what it is you're buying. That's machloikis sman tas. Oy al yudei shetakele kapoy, or you do a handshake, a hanschlag. Oy b'mokim shenegin asoichem shemezel ganim afteach. Sometimes there would be a handing over of a key. You drink lachayim, mazal, back of an envelope. It doesn't matter. V'chein kol kayoitze b'zeh. To the extent that the minig is that this is the way business is done, you can't come later with a tie in a 1 second. I learned Perikazov. I learned Perikamachis Asfino. I learned to Isha Niknis. I learned all the sugis in yeshiva that talk about kinyanim. There was no Meshicha. There was no Hagbah. Doesn't work that way. That's what's known as Situmta. If the minig of the Tagarim and the Seicharim is that this is the way business is done, it's Chal Kinyan Gomer, not only Le'inyan Mishapara. And this is naturally a very, very important halacha. Now, two Hosafos on this. Number one, Reb Kiveger in Chidush Reb Kiveger on the side brings that the Poskim all speak out that even though Kinyan Situmta works, it's not better than a regular Kinyan. And just like by a regular Kinyan, the rule is Ein Adam Machna Davish Leibala Eilam, by Kinyan Situmta, the rule is also going to be that Ein Adam Machna Davish Leibala Eilam. However, says Reb Kiveger that although it seems very intuitive that that's the way it should be, Ulani Estaiti Mevur B'Shayel Seshuvas Arash Klau Yubei Simen Beis, the Gam B'Davar Shebala Eilam Mahani, says Reb Kiveger, I have a diak and a rush, it's an achuva from the rush, that Kinyan Situmta works even for a Dovah Shabbal Olam. So in the beginning of Perek HaMachgid, we spoke out some raid that it could be that the Yisoid of this Rosh has to do with the Chakira HaYudua in the Sugya of Ein Adam Makta Dovah Shloi Bala Olam, in terms of why is it that you can't be Makta Dovah Shloi Bala Olam. Is the reason because in order to be Makna something, you need that the Chayfet Shabila Olam. So to the extent that the item that you're selling, that you're buying is not ba'olam. How can you buy? You can't buy and sell something that's not ba'olam. It physically has to be ba'olam. We spoke out from the Chazanish Alumdis that you're not a ba'olam on something that's not ba'olam. And in order to sell something, you have to be a ba'olam on what it is you're selling. It's a chasarn and ba'olam. It's a very gishmaka, tifa, yeshivish, alumdisha way of looking at it. Or it's more related to smichas das. It could be that there's a chasarn and das, not so much from the physical technicality of the kinyan, but it's more, in order to buy something, you have to have das to buy, in order to sell something, you have to have das to sell it. Something that's loy bala oilam, it's like a smachta. I can't really be gomaru makni, and as a result, there's a chasarn and das. So we spoke out that the Rosh, the Torah brings B'Shem, his father, the Rosh, that the Rosh said, he doesn't understand how was Esav able to sell the Bechayra to Yaakov. So much of the Bechayra was related to things that were loy bala oilam, and ain't not the makta davash loy bala oilam. So the Rosh said, it's for that reason that Esav told Yaakov, or Yaakov told Esav, I want you to swear. Because even though ain't other maknadov shloi b'loilam, that's only on a shvua. But with a shvua, other maknadov shloi b'loilam. So the Achronim will say that only makes sense if you say that the reason why ain't other maknadov shloi b'loilam is a chasarin and das. So you'll tell me, to the extent that there's a shvua, so now I'm already more comfortable. Because people get very scared about shvuas. So I'm more comfortable that's actually going to play out. But if the Yisrael HaChisarin is that we don't have an object to buy, there's no object to sell, there's the Chisarin and Bailis, that's super love this, how is Shvua going to end for that? The Teretz is the Rosh held that, you know, the Makta Dovah Shleib Elohim is a Chisarin and Das. If it's a Chisarin and Das, then it could be it's the Rosh L'Shitasai. Because over here, where the Minig HaMokim was, Situmta, you could be Makna Dovah Shleib Elohim, so then it makes sense that you should be able to be Makna Dovah Shleib Elohim. Again, Situmta only works if it's the Minig HaMokim. If it's not the minig hamok, you can't have a situmta that's not minig. That's an oxymoron. The definition of a situmta is that that's the way people do business. So you're telling me people do business by doing these types of kinyonim, even for a davar shloi b'loyel. To the extent this is the way they do business, that means there is a gemiras das. Oh, if there's a gemiras das, then there's no issue. Because the whole yesod of why ain't other makna davash loy b'loylam is because of a chasarin gemiras das. We spoke out that the Rivash argues. Rivash was very bothered with that rush. He doesn't believe the rush ever said it. He thinks it was a tais. So we spoke a lot about that. One other interesting halacha regarding Situmta. So this kinyan Situmta, is it a kinyan de raisa or is it a kinyan de rabban? And it's a big discussion in the place. Can you tell me what difference does it make? It makes a difference with regards to mitzvahs, like mechiras chametz, and it comes up regarding mechiras bechor, because there's no kedushas bechor b'zman hazeh. Well, there is kedushas bechor b'zman hazeh. We don't have to do with a bechor. So what do we do when an animal is mevakeres? They sell it to a guy. That's the first sugya in the sechtes bechores. So Can you use kinyan si tumta or not? If it's a kinyan deraisa, you certainly can. If it's a kinyan rabbanan, you cannot. So there's many tshuvas I saw brought down, many, many tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer, where he repeats this idea over and over and over again, where the Chassam Sofer was asked this question, how exactly do you treat a kinyan si tumta? And the Chassam Sofer comes out that kinyan si tumta is a regular, full-fledged kinyan deraisa. So not only is there something called kinyan si tumta, and it works, full-fledged kinyan, it even works on the deraisa level. He says that the seicherim have a right to be masna, how they want kinyanim to go down, and that's the yisoid of si tumta. This is the way people do business. It's ki'ilu hisna, and if it's ki'ilu hisna, it's going to work kinyan deraisa. One of the tshuvas that the Chassam Sofer was addressing was such a shaila. Echad hoyloi behema mevakeres. There was a person that had a behema that was about to give birth to a bechar. That's a problem. So the owner sold the animal to a guy. That's the minig. You sell it to a guy. Once you have a shutif, that's a guy. There's no kedushas bechayr anymore. Yad akum be'emtza, you're done. Then there's nothing to worry about anymore. So he sold it, but bekesef b'loy meshicha. Rakibel dam malekecha oral adusadon. The Udal gave him a deposit for this behemoth. The rest was already a loan that he was going to have to pay out. They shook hands on this. The Meicher told the Oral, you need to do Meshicha, because he knew the halachas. And the halachas are, Metaltalin is Niknas B'Meshicha. So he said, do Meshicha, so like this will really be yours. The mother was in labor. You need to do this now, because once the baby's born, it's too late. Now there's Kedushas B'Chayra. But Amar HaOral, she ain't tzayrich. Doesn't have to do Meshicha. She had B'Pli Le'em, ain't koinim, not B'Hanshlach. Because over here... Right, exactly. V'Knias Maritash. Either B'Hanshlach or Maritash. What's Maritash? So I saw they say, that's drink L'Chaim. Other mita. Those other with l'chaim. Those are the two ways it works. The achshav yolda. This is the way Ashegitz does business. Anyways, the achshav yolda b'char. And then what happens? As they're fighting over, they're trying to find a bottle of bourbon, you know, to wrap the deal up. She gave birth. So what do you do? Madinai. So the Shiloh, the Shoyal, who was a big rav in Europe, sent the Shiloh to the Chassam Sofer. And he wrote a whole pilpul, says the Chassam Sofer. He was Solal b'mayim madirim ein of ro, kol tshuvas achreinu binyin zeh. He wrote this beautiful, fascinating tshuva. Kinyin de rabban, kibi moitzi dinim dey reis, efke bezden hefker. He got involved in lomdus and super lomdus and alocha and agad. It was gevaldik, the Chassam Sofer says. But at the end of the day, it's atos. Because if the minig in that Medina is Hanschlag, done. That's the deal. You don't have to do more than that. The Meicher didn't know. He was wrong. The Meicher thought you have to do Meshicha because he assumed Meshicha's kaina. Without Meshicha, what's handshake? I never saw that in the Gemara. It says, but it is a Gemara. It's a Gemara in the Sechus Bav Metzia Devayin Dalar Abad Aleph. That is Zitumta. Zitumta doesn't just mean the Roshim that the Meicher made on the Yayin. Zitumta means the Minag HaMakim, whatever the Minag HaMakim is. So if it's Mazel Bracha, that's a Kenyan. And it's a Kenyan Gomer, even regarding Dine the Erisa of Kedush. Not everybody agrees with this Chassam Sofer, but either way, Azoyet the Heilige Chassam Sofer Gepaskin. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the Mishnah, returning back to the Halachas of Ribbis, was discussing the idea of a forward contract. Where Reuven is buying Schaira from Shimon for future delivery. He's going to pay him right now. And the idea is that regardless of whether it goes up in price, the end of the Mishnah talks about what happens if it goes down in price, he's going to deliver it. The problem, and the reason it's a Mishnah in Perek Ezeu Neshech, one of the most important Mishnahs in Perek Ezeu Neshech, we learn in Yeshiva, some people start Second Seder from this Mishnah, that Hayim Bezum Edbez, so it's a big Mishnah in the Perek, says that although it's not Ribbis Deraisa, because for Ribbis Deraisa you need two criteria, both of which are not met, it's not Derech Havah, and it's not Kitzitza, but Ribbis Rabban it is, because the Meicher is certainly agreeing to possibly deliver merchandise that's worth more than the money he got, because of the fact that you're fronting him with the money. So it's agar natar, and that's Rav Nachman's klola de reviso, kol agar natar osir. It's for that reason the Rabbanon is going to be osir, stating that. Being that it's only osir with the Rabbanon, there were two kulas. Number one, if it was yotza ashar, if there's a fixed price for this item, so that right now the moicher can always take the money that he got from loikech, go buy it and deliver it, that would be okay. Or even if it's lo yotza ashar, to the extent that he has it, it's yeshloi, that's going to be the topic now, the daf. If he has it already in his possession, at that point, he can deliver it easily, so the halacha is that it's okay. So if it's either yeshloi or if it's yatsa ashar, it's going to be enough. So the Mishnah gave different examples of what yeshloi would be, different technical examples. Right? The Mishnah said if it was the beginning of the season where the farmers reap the wheat, So the Gemara is going to go into all these technicalities. But first, so if the Meicher has it in his possession right now, so if the agreement was to buy wheat, wine, so the agreement was to buy wine, if the Meicher has wine, then it's okay. There's no ribbis. If the Meicher doesn't have the wine, it's ain loy, and it's lo yotza ashar. It's ribbis derabon, it's ribbis derech mekachemar. What's the definition of having wine? I have to have the wine? What if I have the grapes? What if I have the grapes and I already started processing it to turn it into wine? Meaning, what's the halacha? So it's a machloik. Rav said, mechus eshtayim poisek. As long as you're only missing two malachos, you're two malachos away from actually having the wine, that's considered yeshla, you can sell it. Shalosh, but if you have to do three malachos, ain't a poisek. V'shmul ha-mashmul said, has nothing to do with two or three, but rather it depends on whether these malachos that are lacking, are these malachos that you could do by yourself, or they're malachos that you require some divine intervention for. Bidei Adam, if it's things that you yourself can do, afilamei poisek, even if you're missing 100 malachos, that's considered yeshloi. Bidei Shamayim, but if the malachos that are lacking are malachos bidei Shamayim, being that that's out of your control, afilu achas ain't a poisek, even if it's one, it's not going to be enough. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah. So you're allowed a contract with a buyer for a stack of grain. It's missing three malachas. Number one, mishta b'chama. They used to take the grain and let it out in the sun to dry. Then they would do the malach of dash, that's threshing. And then they would winnow it. So the kasha is, the pishleim, according to Shmuel, it's all bidei adam, perhaps. We'll see in a moment, not. But according to Rav, that it said two malachas versus three, it's missing three malachas. The buyer wants to buy wheat. He's not interested in buying a stack of grain. He wants to buy wheat that he can use right now. The problem is it's missing three malachas. And being that it's missing three malachas, why is it treated as yeshloi? And the Mishnah said it's yeshloi. So the Gemara says, it was already dry. So the first of these three malachas were done already, so there's no issue. But according to Shmuel, that said that even if it's missing one, to the extent that it requires some min hashamayim intervention, that's a chisarin. Winnowing is b'day shamayim, because you can't winnow unless there's wind. So the Gemara says, and you can't control wind, evshav and afasa, it's not true. You can use a sieve, which will work in lieu of wind. And for that reason, it's something that you can control. Being that it's something you can control, even according to Shmuel, this would be good. The Mishnah gave another example of where a Ford contract is permissible, and that is a vat of grapes. Meaning, somebody wants to buy wine. He's going to give the money now for future delivery of wine. The Meicher has an Ovechal Anovet. He doesn't have wine, but he has a vat of grapes. That would be okay. Frank the Gemara, you're missing four malachas. V'amuchus ha-michmar, v'ayuli l'bei matzarta, l'meidash, u'lemingar. What are these four things? Michmar means the grapes still have to ripen a little more. V'ayuli l'bei matzarta, you have to take the grapes and put it in the wine press. L'meidash, then you have to do the dash, you actually have to press it. U'lemingar, and then you have to take the wine from the press and bottle it so that you should be able to sell it. So there's four things that are missing. And according to Rav, you're only allowed to be missing two. The Gemara says, Rav Chia is going to say regarding the next part of the Mishnah that it could be we're talking about fruit that was already ripe. He said it regarding olives. So it could be it was already ripe, meaning the first one wasn't missing. Who said the grapes weren't ripe? They were. But the Gemara says, okay, so you knocked out one out of four. From a chusut class, you're still missing three. So the Gemara answer that, who does love and who does not get? He's talking about a place where the one that buys it, it's his responsibility. So usually you buy wine, you get the bottle, and all you need is a corkscrew. Over here it's a little more complicated. You actually take the wine out of the press. But being that the first was already done, the fourth, the lekeach, is going to have to do. So really all the meicher needs to deliver are the middle two. Oh, it's just two. Two is okay. Valamatun shal zeisin, or vat with olives. Vamuchos ha-michmer v'ayuli d'bei dapi l'meidu shalom ingod. You're missing four things. Michmer means, again, it's the olives aren't ripe. Ayuli d'bei dapi, you have to bring it into the oil press. L'meidash, you have to do the dash, you have to thresh it. Ule mingad, you have to draw it from the olive press to, you have to bottle it. Tani Reb Chiya, l'kei mishol zeis. So this is Reb Chiya said his halacha. It's talking about where it was ripe already. Okay, ikatlas, there's still three. Ba'asru, da'hu, there's oven, who mangit. The last one was done by the lekech, so really all it's missing is two. Vala beitzim shol yoitzer. If a potter has clay bowls, I guess they were shaped like a beitza, that's why it's called beitzim. So I, the buyer, want pots. I'm not looking for little bundles of clay. But as long as the potter has the clay, that's already enough that it's considered yeshloy on the pot, and we're allowed to engage in a forward contract. I might fake the Gemara. You're missing five things. Lafufi means you have to shape the clay. Yibushi, you have to let it dry. Ayuli latun, you have to put it in the oven. Lemisraf, you have to let it bake in the oven. Ulemepach, then you have to take it out of the oven. So the Gemara says, Kigoyin de malafafta viyavishu. The first two were already done. It was already shaped and it already dried. Vaikatlas, he's still missing three. And Rav said, you're only allowed to be missing two. Why is it treated as yeshlei? Basu, the zavu, the mabe. You want the pot? Take it out of the oven yourself. Valasid, mishiashkere bekifsha. If somebody wants to buy limestone, so as soon as it's already been in the oven, at that point it's considered yeshli. Fake the Gemara v'amuchusim mikla v'afuki umeidak. It's still missing three things. You have to burn it. You have to take it out, and then they would crumble it. Says the Gemara v'asur u'dezaben u'dayek. The last person would crumble it. So therefore, it's only missing two. Shmuel damav dey adam afilam meya poiseg lo meyishav shkena bekivshon. Now the Gemara asks a nice kash. According to Shmuel, that says that to the extent that the malachas that need to be done are bidei adam, it could even be missing 100. So why did it even have to be in the kivshon? As long as you prepared it to put it in the fire, in the oven, that in itself should be enough. You could put it in the kivshon, isn't itself something that you can control? Gemara says, you're right. Ema misharo'oi l'shakir b'kivshon. At that point, it's going to be enough. V'ala beitzim shel yoitzer. Beitzim shel yoitzer. If somebody wants to buy these, somebody wants to buy a pot made out of clay, as long as the yoitzer has the clay balls, that's going to be enough. A brice. A ton of rabbi, ain't place, basin, shall yoitzer, acha yas. Rameh says you actually physically have to make the clay balls. They have to be formed. Otherwise, it's not considered yeshli. That's if it was made out of white earth. What's an example of that? Kfar Chananya v'chavrisel, the offer that comes from those places, then even if he doesn't have the offer, because somebody else is going to have it, that would be enough for the yeshli. Meimar would buy sometimes from a potter, forward contract, as long as he had the offer in his possession. But what offer was it? Black offer. Who's that like? Rameir says it's not enough to ever have the offer. You actually have to form it. And if he was going according to Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi said with black it's going to be enough. So the Gemara says, Rameir lived, it was very hard to find this offer. So Zevel, the whole year is okay. Then the Gemara brought Rabbi Yossi who argues, and the Chachamim said no, the whole year. Faith the Gemara Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim and Tanakama seem to be the same. Shita Amar Rabbi said, according to the Tanakama, it's really the whole year, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's the whole year, but not Yemei Sakshamim. Yemei Sakshamim is a little bit scarce, so Yemei Sakshamim, it's not going to work.